The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Salt Lake City was a tough one, guys. We are here with two teas in a pod.
It was a tough one for me. Like, you know, normally I write down a ton of notes and I couldn't find anything interesting to write down during Salt Lake City reunion. Originally, I had heard it's part, there was three-parter and I thought, how the hell? And I'm happy to say it was only two.
I know. When Andy confirmed it by saying like, what was your biggest regret from the season or whatever his like rapid question
yes!
was. And I saw the champagne. Yes. I was like,
phew. I think those are really the only things I wrote down is the people, everybody's regrets. And some of them were quite comical.
Well, the thing that I thought was also weird is the episode started with them saying goodbye to the friend-offs.
Well, they got to stretch it out. They only have four cast members there. So they're stretching it out. And the majority of the conflict this entire season was Jen Shaw.
Yeah.
So it's a tough one for them. I'm not blaming them for not having a great reunion, given the circumstances and Jen not being there. That made it very difficult.
Yeah. I mean, but they also, especially if everybody else is going to be so buttoned up and they don't remember things and they're forgiving everyone and they're this and they're that. I mean, you have to.
I know. But I'll tell you one thing I did not like. I felt, and this is my opinion, Heather Gay was playing victim. She was playing victim 100%. She knows the fans are very upset with her. And so this is her way. But, you know, instead of playing victim, why don't you just be open and honest? And people are going to forgive you for that and say, I'm sorry. This is why I did that. You know, and the fact that she's standing, I know you're right. The standing next to Jen Shaw, even to this day, you know, my mind goes to birds of a feather flock together. If you are a criminal, if you are a liar, Teddy, I don't want to be associated with you. I don't want that. If I know people that are shady or any, I don't want to associate with them because those are not the type of people I want in my space. Those are not my people.
They're toxic. But I think that shows that something, Jen Shaw must have something on Heather and Mary.
I think they're alike. You know, I'm like my intuition is crazy, crazy good. So I just thought, everybody's like, I'm like, and then we met her in BravoCon. She was fun. I mean, it was on a certain level. She was fun, but there was something I'm like, she's not being honest. I don't know if I trust her. So birds of a feather.
She's calculated. And she knew what she was doing at this reunion by coming in and saying that the Mormon shame, and that's why she's upset about.
Oh, and she's smart too. So yeah. That's a deadly combination. When you are calculated and smart, like that's. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think this part I do have to comment on because I think it shows the kind of person that Whitney is. So
I love her.
Some of the housewives will be, dismissive of friend-ups. And when the friend-ups got up, Whitney looked at Dana and Angie Kay and was like, hey, you guys want to get a picture? We should get a picture of our couch.
Aww.
Like, cause that means something to them.
Whitney is just the sweetest thing in the entire world. She's so beautiful. I mean, she's almost like perfection, her cute little voice. Like I love her. Like even if she's saying, her drunken voice and telling somebody to F off, I still like her. I feel in her heart and her soul, like she's such a good person.
I feel like she's real. And I think sometimes, she made a good point. She said, sometimes I'm not the best at getting my point across. And she's not.
No, a lot. I'm not either.
Well,
Frustrated, but I get frustrated and I get to a point where I just like, I yell and scream, but I'll own it. Yeah. No, that's not the way you handle it. But Heather Gay, on the other hand, will not.
But this is what I didn't understand. In regards to Whitney's trauma, in a flashback, Heather said, we wanted to celebrate Jen, not to work through your personal issues. The first night we talked about your childhood abuse.
Wow.
How did she say she didn't know what she was talking about? How?
She's super calculated. And she has the ability to turn, switch the narrative on everything. And I hate that. I hate that. And I think that the viewers are smart enough to know, but as somebody that's going up against her when she tries to, switch things, it's frustrating.
Well, especially because Heather says the reason why she personally is going through a lot is because heavy topics like childhood trauma, felony charges, and writing the book. She has a hard time seeing the train of thought watching back the show and says she should have been a better friend. But now here's your opportunity, Heather, to be a better friend.
Yeah.
And then you can see Whitney struggling. She looks at Heather and she's like, I feel like you don't stand up for me. And this is Heather's response.
Heather sat on that couch and I don't know what it was.
She looked like an asshole.
She just had this nasty look that was coming from inside out. So it was like, she just looked like she was smelling shit the whole time. Like,
but truthfully, what did Whitney ever do to her? Like,
be a nice person, be a pretty girl. I don't know. It's
be nice to Lisa Barlow. Is that what this is really all about?
I would have loved to see more of Whitney's story about, working through her trauma. We didn't get to see a lot of that.
Because the girls made it seem like it wasn't, when we're talking about somebody really going through something, hers did not seem staged. It did not seem like she was calculated. It seemed like she was trying to open up her life.
Right. But we had to hear more about, Jen Shawshut. So,
well, I can't say that when Lisa Barlow had her printed out texts,
old school housewife.
No, but they were ignored like how I ignore my CVS receipts. Like it was like she pulled out all these texts and not even people budged. They're like,
I know.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared about the receipts.
Then Whitney asked Meredith how she went from hiring a private investigator, and which leads me to the next question, which is digging up information on a housewife, in your opinion, part of the job, or is that going too far?
At this point in my career, I don't really have the desire to do that. It's bad karma. I feel like early days of housewives, I would say, oh yeah, we did it all the time. But now it's like, for me personally, I don't know if I've grown or the things have just changed in the housewife universe. I don't really have a desire to dig up.
Okay. So stuff. What were some things that you dug up in your past so I can go down those rabbit holes. Did you dig up Bass Lake?
I didn't have to dig up Bass Lake. Like, it just happened. What do you mean?
Well, I'm asking, like, what are things that you dug up?
Oh, God, I can't even remember.
There has to be something that you were like, ding, ding, ding.
I mean, I was fed a lot of information.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And even to this day, you're always fed information, but you take it with a grain of salt. I don't know. I can't, honestly, I can't remember.
But clarify, when you say fed information, people are going to think you mean production.
No, not from production, from outside people. From outside people.
Like, yeah. Fans of the show or people, yeah, that are friends with people.
Friends, you know, fans of the show would send us information and then you would go with it. You know, it still happens to this day. Like, people send information. It's like, well, I got a DM saying that, you know, you don't own your business or something like that. And without having any information on it to go and talk about it, you know, it's not the best thing to do unless you have actual information, because then basically you're just spreading a rumor. So,
I mean, doing that ruined my entire time on the show.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's what
happened.
Please
tell us, elaborate.
Well, I.
Oh, with the
Yeah, I was minding my own business. I get a text message from John Blizzard, him giving me information, having calls with Lisa Vanderpump and the other John and John and all of it. And me taking that information and I'm not making excuse for myself. Now, looking back, I'm like, that was so messed up. Why did I do that? But I was naive and thinking, oh, this is what you do. You're given this information and then you bring it to light and let's do this. Let's have, because last year, we did was fight about glassware. So let's figure it out.
It happens.
Last year I was loved and now I'm hated because I did it dirty.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely happens and it happens all the time on the show. But now I'm like, I'm not doing that, because unless you know every detail, it gets really messy and it really just makes you look like an asshole.
Yeah. Then the husbands come out and Seth, I feel like we need a side by side of Seth's business in the front, party in the back. It's not even a party in the back. It's like a whole Sprinter van. It was so,
but you know what? It's very in style. Like when we went to motocross, my girlfriend Jackie, her little boy, has that like shade on the side, kind of mullet. He's letting it grow out.
Yes, he's
10.
So
exactly.
Does Cruz.
Yeah.
But so did Edwin season 2.
No, Edwin. I know. I remember.
So, I mean, they all make mistakes, but like, please, grown gentlemen, let's not.
Yeah, no.
I do feel like Lisa Barlow's husband gets a little nervous on camera.
Yeah.
Then with the husbands out there, they start to like have conversations, you know, they say what they're upset about, but the part that I was upset about is, I know that you have filmed that one scene with you and Eddie in the tub, but do couples really get into a bathtub with one another and talk?
Yeah.
I honestly think it's disgusting
to talk.
No, I don't want to be in a bathtub sharing
together. I thought you meant the talking's disgusting. All you want to do is the banging.
No, I'm fine with the banging. I'm into the banging. I'm into shower banging. I'm into showering together. But I do not want my or my husband's like
dirt.
It's different.
You're like a clean freak. We have one of those big freestanding bathtubs and we've had it for 2 years. One time we've got into it together. I just feel like, no, like, and Meredith's not wrong. You got to freaking wedge your toe under your husband's ass so you don't go sliding. So I get what she was saying. So
Like, she wasn't trying to make it sexual. And Seth, we've now learned, makes things more sexual and funny. Like I laughed. I actually gave him a little chuckle when the Andy thing.
Yeah. I like him.
Yeah. Now that I get it, but then what you guys have to watch is how quickly when he says something that's a little like outlandish, Meredith always puts her hand on his leg, which is sign for shut the fuck up.
Oh, I do the same thing. I do the same thing. And it made me go back and think, well, first of all, Eddie's never been on a reunion show. He has been asked, but he has never done it. And moving forward, let's say that they ask him this year. He will say yes, he will. He's been a very big player this year. But I would definitely have the talk. Don't say anything stupid. Don't do this.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's just like, he doesn't really overthink it. As a housewife and as a good housewife, you're always thinking 10 steps ahead. If I say this, well, maybe it's not a good housewife. It's a smart housewife. If I say this, this can come up and this flashback can come up. Like, that's how my mind works. Like Vicki Gunvalson, she says what it's like every time filming with her. And I tell her this all the time. It's like the first time she's ever filmed. She doesn't think,
but that's what makes her good.
And that's what makes her good for sure. But can we go over the biggest regrets and then we can close this out?
No, we have to talk about one other thing in regards to Meredith. Okay. When Andy's really digging onto her about her, you know, being okay with Jen Shah and da 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 da. And then he goes, Meredith, you're just so monotone about it.
Oh, he wouldn't give this up.
And granted, I have a monotone voice. I'm able to realize my own issues.
Right.
However, she in her monotone voice is like, I always support the underdog.
And Andy was pushing and pushing. He was not letting that slide. And she would not budge.
I'm from now on, let's just call her Meredith Handler, because that inflection and happiness and fun times.
I know. You know what I did like? There was a little clip where Lisa Barlow starts breaking down about Jen Shah going away to prison. And like, yeah, they work together. I mean, it's really kind of like a death of a friendship. Even if you didn't like that person, they're going away. You're not going to see them for a while. And Lisa looks at Whitney and goes, does this make you emotional? And Whitney goes, nope.
Nope, I'm all cried out.
Nope. But the biggest regrets, Heather, not going to bed earlier. That's her biggest regret out of all season. I'm in therapy over the black eye. Whitney, her biggest regret was she should have waited till she was sober to talk about the rumors. Meredith, more careful with my words. And Lisa, more boundaries with Jen. I mean, those aren't big regrets.
They're not. I mean, because nothing really happened.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at tomboyx.com.
If you're a smoker looking for an alternative to traditional tobacco, you might feel uncertain at the thought of changing things up. Maybe you're ready to make a switch, but don't know where to start. Maybe you've tried vaping, but it wasn't your thing. Maybe you've heard of smokeless nicotine products, but aren't familiar with the options. Meet Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch. Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life. Because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Zyn is a satisfying tobacco alternative that puts you in control of your nicotine experience, which means Zyn pairs well with you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And here we are to talk about Miami. The episode starts off with Marisol talking about how they are going to a fat doctor. Maybe they should consider calling it a detox doctor.
What are they doing?
All giving each other shots of
Ozempic. They're giving each other Ozempic, yes. Give a shot to make you lose weight. But he doesn't give it to me, she said. Doesn't give it to me. I might be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure Marisol said earlier in the season, oh, I'm getting a shot so I don't eat.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure even in this episode, she says, I'm only having liquid. She's back in that, like, trying too hard that it's driving me nuts.
Yeah. With the drinking, like, that's, I don't know.
But whoever this doctor is.
Raul, the fat doctor is giving them watermelon vodka.
Not that, who cares about that? But is this doctor going to get in trouble because he's letting Marisol inject Alexia?
Yeah. Well, Eddie gives me shots of
fine.
B12.
But on national television without gloves and without doing a white, like it was, I could not with that.
I know. And I feel like their conversation was a little bit petty, like talking about Nicole with a black card. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal what Nicole did. I'm sorry. I don't know why. Like, they're trying so hard to go after Nicole and it just doesn't, it doesn't fit the crime. Like, okay, so she asked a question and they didn't like the question she asked the attorney. Too bad. It's like, come on.
If you brought an attorney in, you should be able to ask whatever questions you want.
Right.
And why would it offend somebody? And I mean, she made a good point. She's like, I'm not an ophthalmologist, but people will ask me all the time what this is in my eye or blah, blah, blah. I mean, hell, I'm on a podcast recapping a show I'm no longer on because I was once on it. I'm not offended.
Right.
Like,
I don't know why they're giving Nicole such a hard time. Like, it's.
Well, Alexia then goes on to say that Nicole is not professional and she disrespected her house and her friend and is very offended.
You know what I'm offended by? I'm offended by Julia and Nicole's conversation about setting up the trip. Like,
hold on. No, I'm already offended. I was more offended by Alexia's husband at the lunch.
We haven't even gotten there yet.
Oh, okay.
There was a little, you know, conversation about setting up a trip. And it just, you know, when they set up the trips on the Housewife show, it's always like, hey, what do you think? So-and-so's had a really rough year. Why don't we go on a trip? And like one day, I'm like, ooh, okay. One day I just want to see them like at home in the next episode, you see them in Mexico. I don't want to see these setups anymore.
I don't either.
I was thinking we should go on a trip.
Like, I don't even need to see that part. Just show me a text message of someone saying, let's go on a trip.
Yeah.
But the part that I didn't fully understand is when Julia was meeting with the adoption agency.
Yeah.
And she's saying, this would be the first time that I ever had a baby with somebody else. Then I'm like, then why are you having these meetings by yourself?
That's what I thought too. Oh my God, the same brain we have.
I know the fact that we can't even get our own brain now, we have to share one and we don't even have that many brains.
I will tell you, now she said she's almost 50 and Martina's 65. Mm-hmm. I've always had a little bit of a void thinking, you know, Eddie and I don't have any kids together. And of course my kids are older now. Sophia is almost 18. So it's my baby. But to think at my age, 55, to adopt a baby, it's just, in theory, it sounds great, but waking up in the middle of the night and going through preschool and middle school and high school, I'll be 102. And it's like, I'm tired now. I'm so tired.
No, I mean, I'm with you. The doctor I was telling you about, he told me I need to get my IUD out.
Well, I told you about that.
I know. Well, he told me I had to
get my... I had a tremor, like my arm would...
Yeah.
And then I'm so afraid
that I will get pregnant again. And I am only...
Oh, get your tubes tied.
I'm like, I don't want to go on. I don't want to have surgery. I don't want to do any of it. Anyway, I found out there's a gel you can put in and you do it right before you have sex. It feels like lube. And then it's birth control. So that will be my new thing. And it's hormone free.
I don't think that's new. I think that's like spermicide. I think that's been around for years.
No, but there's a new
one. And you're going to trust that? What if one fast swimmer gets up that and boom, you have triplets?
Then I'm going to have another child with a bird name.
Oh my God.
But yeah, then we go to the lunch where once again, Marisol's talking about the drinking, that she's not going to eat food and saying fatty, it's all fatty and blah, blah, blah. And listen, I understand that like, she's trying to be funny, but like I'm over it. I get it. You don't eat and you drink alcohol. Like the joke's over.
Yeah. I mean, there's something about being honest, but when you're pressing it and pressing it, then it just kind of looks like you're doing it for a storyline.
Well, I'd rather the other women talk about it than her.
But they're like, not even talking about it. I mean,
that's
like my
big
point. Issue,
they don't care.
They'll be like, oh my God, she's a drunk. She needs rehab. She needs this. Like, if you're not like, first of all, drinking alcohol and not eating is a horrible idea.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, I've done it. It's not a good idea.
Doesn't work out well for us.
Not for me anyways. I want to know what Alexia's problem is with Nicole. What is her problem?
Well, I also want to know why Alexia's husband got so... I maybe I'm missing social cues, but I did not think Anthony was being an asshole when he said, if she knew that the lawyer was offended, that then we will send
flowers and chocolate.
Flowers or chocolate, whatever. And then once Alexia's husband got mad, then I think he was being, you know,
a dick.
Facetious. But
a dick. For him to sit there and go after Anthony like that was disgusting.
And his business, I'm like, I'm pretty sure they're the richest on the show. I mean, 100%.
I mean, Alexia, her husband's not hurting either. Her house is amazing. And so is Nicole and Anthony's house. But to go after his career like that, that is a bitch move.
You only have one lawyer in your office.
You only have three attorneys in your office. And my question to you is, only having three attorneys in your office, is that a bad thing? I mean, my attorney has two attorneys in his office and he's extremely successful. Like, why is that like such a dig?
And then Anthony was like, I have 45 and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, but I didn't get why the husband went there. There's got to be something else that's going on between the four of them that we're missing.
It was a little bitch move.
I didn't like it.
I loved how Anthony just sat there. He didn't say anything. He didn't retaliate. He didn't go after his business. It just shows what a class act they are. They're a class act.
The fact that Todd kept saying, oh, you know, you're doing this because you're being an elitist or you're above everybody else. I personally didn't think that that's what he was doing. Do you think that at
all? No, not at all. And then Alexia kept going like, you know, they're rude. They're not classy or whatever she was saying. And I'm like, no, Alexia, you're being rude. You guys are being classless. So yeah. It was just, it was gross to me to go after someone's business like that. Like, clearly he's professional. Clearly he's successful. And he played it right.
I also don't like that Alexia keeps using the word professional when it comes to Nicole. Like, you're a professional. Like, you know, we're all on a reality television show. And when you're crossing a boundary and when you're not. Right. So finally, like,
speaking of not professional, Lisa and Kiki go to the Club 11. We filmed there on Orange County when we went to Miami, and it's basically a strip club.
Did you also film there at 1 p.m. because no one was there?
But nobody was there when we were there, and I don't know if it was done on purpose. I mean, there were some people there, but they had like cages, and it was a cool spot. I got a hat. It's around here somewhere. They gave me a baseball hat.
All I do know is that if I was single looking for a man, I would not want to have Kiki being hot and beautiful and funny as my wing woman. I need to be on my own.
I know, but I had to die laughing at Kiki. Didn't she at one point like, I can't talk about Lenny anymore. Get me out of here. I'm going to the pole.
I mean, it was a long time. They did the time.
8 minutes or something like that. Yeah.
No, it was 31 minutes.
Oh my God, 31 minutes. Okay. But Lisa did clear something up. She was never a swinger with Lenny. She's too jealous for that, she said. And Lenny's now taken her trainer away from her. Oh my God, rich girl problems. What are we going to do about this? And then it cracked me up when she's like, so you're taking her house away and making her fat?
Well, I mean, I just thought that Larsa was
a voice of reason.
Yeah, she was a voice of reason, but she also shared more than I felt like she had shared about her divorce her confessionals here. Like, she was like, I didn't want to be in a loveless marriage. And I didn't, you know, all of that. I don't know. Maybe I just have had my own guard up against like paying attention to her fully. But yeah. I was like, I appreciated her being open about that.
Yeah.
And then essentially Lenny told Lisa that he's going to convince a judge to get her an order to force Lisa out of the house. Lenny's just off. At least I'm seeing Lenny in the press that Lisa is getting more serious with her boyfriend. Because
oh, good. Well, you know, it's a matter of time. She's a beautiful girl. She's sweet. She's going to find somebody new and he's going to be twice as rich.
Yeah. So, then we get to Alexia's redeeming quality, and that is Frankie. Because
the
relationship.
It's just so cute. And Frankie's so adorable. And he loves his mom so much. And mom, I don't want a girlfriend. I have you. And, you know, and it was so nice to hear her say, like, I've been enabling him and I want him to be, you know, independent. And for them to tell Frankie, like, your mom's not going to be around forever. Like, that's
These are important conversations.
Important conversations.
I could compartmentalize Alexia and put her like as a mom. Love you.
I'm glad they gave her that because, you know, we all have our good scenes and our bad scenes. Trust me, I know. And I know Alexia is a good person, but her situation with Nicole didn't play out right. And to see a softer side of her is exactly what she needed in this episode. So
yeah, because that was nice. Nicole may have lost Alexia's game, but she won the fans again this episode, because then when they get to the final lunch that they have together, Alexia doesn't even let her speak. And I know I don't.
Well, Nicole's a better person than me to sit down with Alexia at that point, because after what they did to her and her husband at that gringo dinner, I would be very hesitant about sitting down with her one-on-one. I'd be pissed off and didn't know what to expect. Like, are you going to go after my husband again? You're going to go after my career again? Like, what are you doing?
Well, no, she went after her mental health. She said, called her a narcissist.
Yeah, I know. So that's what I'm saying. Nicole's a bigger person than me. Like, and at the very end of the episode, it looks like an explosive episode on their trip. Looks like somebody attacked somebody. They fell in the water. And then you see the squeaking wheelchair going down the hallway.
See, I don't think that was an attack. I think they were having fun and playing around and somebody falls. And to me, I can't really tell because there's a mask, but I think it's Adriana in the wheelchair. Who do you think?
I think so too. I think it was just girls playing and somebody got hurt. But you know, they're going to pull people in because I'm like, whoa, next week looks exciting.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it was a good episode. I think
it's always a good episode. Miami is the shit.
I mean, I think, and we were talking about this earlier, but I think it makes a good point. Miami, even though we don't love all the people on the show every week, they're also good together because they're doing the most. They really are. Like, there isn't somebody that's not pulling their weight.
Weakest link.
Who do you think the weakest link is? Probably Julia. Yeah. Unless she adopts a goat.
You know, how do I say this? You have to have different personalities on the show. Because if everybody was the same and everybody was like spitfires and, you know, outspoken, it's not going to work. So she works for the show, but is she the most outgoing? No, she's not. But
know whose name we didn't say one time today?
Who?
We didn't. Gertie. She's not even in our rundown.
She's not. And well, you know, sometimes you have your own episode a lot and other times.
But she was in this episode. We saw family stuff. We saw here's what leads us.
I don't have to say anything about the turtle. I don't care about a turtle.
I know. That's the thing.
That was filler. They got to
show too much home life. They show stuff that like, it's not enough of a story to engage us. But like, I love Gertie. I think she's funny. I think her confessionals are funny, but because they're trying to play the story of she needs to be more present at home, they keep showing us the same thing.
Little clip.
We see it. She's making a change.
Well, I would have to say that Gertie's husband looked so uncomfortable at that dinner. That's how Eddie was when he first started filming. When shit would break out, he would just sit there. He'd be like, he would literally get up and walk away. He's like this because he didn't like that negative vibe.
Yeah.
So especially when guys get involved, he's like, screw this. I don't want anything to do with
this. I did think the clip was funny though, when they were talking about if he was going to do the calendar.
Yes.
And he's like, then Gertie's like, sorry, women, he's all mine. And gentlemen.
I know. It's like, do you want your husband out there like that? Do you? Yeah, no.
I wouldn't care.
I don't care. I mean, I don't know.
Okay. To end this episode, fan thoughts would be, if your husband was a firefighter and had the opportunity to be on a calendar where he would develop a lot of fans, would you be upset or not?
People are like, the public is crazy.
But you can do that on Instagram. Like
if I was Gertie, I'd say just put a little disclaimer. My wiener is very little and it doesn't work all the time. Then no girls will ever come after him.
Oh my gosh. Well, I love you, Tam. Good luck in New York. And we will be back next week and we will be able to be recapping Jersey, which I'm so excited about.
Woohoo! Woo!
Bye, Salt Lake.
Bye. Peace out.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.